Hey everyone, so I'm actually kind of overdue with my usual weekly audio boo. I'm currently 30 plus 6 days plus 5 days, I can't remember. So I'm gonna do my last week, which was between the weeks of 28 to 30 week pregnant. So what happened was bit of chaos, really. The hospital were meant to contact me or contact my GP. They didn't do either to sort out my anti-D. Anyone who doesn't really understand anti-D, it's basically anyone who's got a negative type blood type. The simplest way that I was taught, because I was told about it when I was very young, so I understood it in a really simple way. That it's basically what happens is that anytime I try and have a baby, at a certain point, basically my body will try and kill the baby because it sees that baby that who's got a different blood type, possibly has a different blood type, as a virus, an illness, a disease, something that it shouldn't be there and it needs to get destroyed. So my white blood cells, etc., they will fight it. And what the anti-D is there for is to actually stop that. It's to make them go, no, look, this is meant to be here. This is part of you. It's okay. It's fine. And sort of, I guess, kind of wipe their thoughts of it, really. But sadly, I have to have it every single time that I want to have a child. So. That's how I was basically taught it when I was very young. That's just the simplest way of putting it. Google it if you really want a proper terminology into it. So yeah, I had that late, which wasn't great because I was suffering really badly with cramp pains and it wasn't very nice. It turned out that yeah, apparently, if you do have the anti-D late, you can actually start getting pains. Sort of almost like period type pains, and the worst thing could be that you start bleeding. Luckily, I didn't get to that point, it was just the pain. So, got the full dose rather than a half dose, where usually I have two jabs during a pregnancy. This time, I've only had to have one massive jab, but I'm relieved because it's a horrible, horrible jab. If you've never had to have anti-D, it's like somebody injecting a cold gel into your arm, and you can feel it slowly going down into your body. It's a horrible feeling, but it's worth getting at least. So really, it isn't very nice. But then again, I just think, well, people go through a hell of a lot worse, so get it done. So yeah, that was done a week late. I've had less cramp pains, but still got them. But I've spoken to my midwife about them. They agree that although it's a bit concerning, it's only really a big concern if there's any bleeding at all. But if the pains get to the point where I literally am in agony, then I need to contact the hospital because that's clearly something not right. And so far, they're just pains that are just uncomfortable. It is a bit like a period pain, though. It's like, ooh, that's not very nice. I don't like this, so I want to just curl up. They're aware of it at least, and but they're more worried that if there's any kind, any even a small amount of bleeding, then they're just going to zoom me off to hospital. But so far, so good. Went to see the. What else? Oh, I've had the whooping cough as well, the whooping cough jab. I've had my bloods as well. And yesterday, came back with all the details. My blood levels, my blood showed up as having a low iron count. So tomorrow I have to pick up a prescription for some iron supplements. I have to admit, with the work going on in the house, I have been drinking a little bit more milk, more tea than I usually do. I have been cutting back. I do love tea, and it's very hard for me just to cut it off. So I tend to have no more than 2 cups of tea in a day. But with the work going on, I keep just making cups of tea and realizing now that I've probably had way more than I should. So I've got to cut that out. I've got to have more fruit, especially with vitamin C in them. So oranges are good. I'm going to try and eat more fruit in general, really. But I've been trying to do that anyway for other reasons. What else? Oh well, the big thing at the minute is that the measurement of the bump came up as pretty much not grown at all since the last time we did a measurement. She did the measurements 3 times, and she did it twice because she thought that maybe she did it wrong the first time. Then when she went to write it down, she looked at my notes and was like, okay. I went back to trying again. Then listened to the heartbeat. Heartbeat's fine. Sat me down and went, right, she's not grown, or at least it's not showing up as being grown. So we thought about it. We chatted about family history and stuff as well. And we decided that the best thing was to get a scan. Downside is, although she really, really tried pushing for a scan right now and as soon as possible, I do have to wait till Thursday because it's a bank holiday and apparently they're absolutely jammed for scans at the minute. So I'm going in Thursday afternoon for a scan just to make sure we get a proper detailing of whether she has grown or not, whether she was just in a really bad position. And make sure just everything's okay, there's nothing wrong. I've spoken to some other mums that have been through this, so that's kind of helped me relax, because when it happened, I was quite calm. I was thinking, they know what they're doing, they know what they're doing, they know what they're doing. Got back to the flat because we needed to do some painting on the walls before we handed the keys in. And my other half just said, are you sure you're okay? And I just burst into tears. And we had a nice moment and hugged and everything. So I felt a lot better with him around and just talking to other parents who've been through this as well. And it kind of made me think, right, maybe it isn't too bad. Maybe it's just that she was in a bad position or something. We'll find out. It's not too worrying. But yeah, I've got to wait till Thursday, which kind of sucks. It's Tuesday at the minute. Give you an idea of how much I've got to wait. It feels like forever. I also spent yesterday painting, filling holes, cleaning floors. I did loads of stuff before handing the flat keys in. We didn't get home until, I don't know, it was nearly 1 o'clock in the morning. It was horrible. So I'm absolutely knackered today, as you can, I don't know if you can hear, my voice doesn't feel right or anything. On the plus side, it's sunny today. That's the first time in ages. Every time it's been sunny, it's either followed on with rain or sleet. So I hope it stays nice today. I could use a bit of ray of sunshine in my life right now. So thanks for listening. I'll probably do another update later in the week. So sorry, I've kind of been slacking. So much going on. Thanks for listening. Bye.